This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Friday, a Patriots Friday, which means it's time now for a four-pack of questions related to the Patriots and the Dolphins. Billy Lanny, what's our first question?
First question, who will win the Super Bowl next, the Patriots or the Dolphins?
I'll go with the Patriots on this. It might be a long time for both. I think the way the Dolphins are set up right now, they're kind of that fringe-in, fringe-out playoff team, which unlike baseball and hockey, those teams don't win the Super Bowl. You know, like they, you don't really win the whole thing that way. Very few examples, maybe like the Eli Giants, but like there's very few examples of that. So, like, their ceiling right now seems to be good, not great. The Patriots, I get it. They're a long way away. They're 3-8, but it all comes back to Drake May. A lot of times when we answer questions about which team you would rather be and long term success, it seems like maybe you have the quarterback that in a couple of years can get you in that conversation. So, I'll say New England has a better chance of winning next than Miami.
So, I agree. Miami might make the playoffs before the Patriots. They probably will make the playoffs before the Patriots. They can make it this year, I guess. I wouldn't wager on it, but they could. Not to spoil any upcoming questions.
Jeez, Jones.
But they, we're talking about...
Spoil key next.
We're talking about...
Don't you dare.
The ceiling for these teams. And when you have a potentially elite quarterback, I think it's... I like Tua more than most. I think we can all safely assume he's not an elite quarterback. So you potentially have the elite QB here. Miami's had plenty of talent. They haven't sniffed a Super Bowl in forever. So I likewise would go with the Patriots. What else, Billy?
Is Dan Marino the best football player that never won a Super Bowl?
Okay, so my short answer would be yes. Do you agree with that, Keith? And then we can get into who else it might be, or do you not agree that it's Dan Marino?
I say no. I think he could very well be the best quarterback ever to not win, but the best player, I could be biased because they're two of my favorite players, but I would look at Barry Sanders and Randy Moss.
Okay, so those are my, if it's not Marino, and I do think it's Marino, if it's not, I was going to ask you to choose between those two. Who is the most deserving that didn't win out of Sanders and Randy Moss? Because those are my next two as well.
Probably Barry Sanders. I think, because like reluctantly, I would have to say Jerry Rice is the greatest wide receiver of all time. Moss is second. Whereas to me, Barry Sanders is the greatest running back to ever play and just was not on a lot of good teams. There's actually that documentary about Sanders, which is really good, where they had a couple years where they were actually pretty decent, and then they just didn't capitalize on it at all, and then he obviously retired kind of early. But he was always so dominant, and I thought, yeah, I think pound for pound, or just, yeah, best player, best football player without a Super Bowl victory, I would still say Barry Sanders.
So I also would say it's Barry Sanders for this reason. You want a tiebreaker between those two, and Moss was great, but you want a tiebreaker between those two? I think there were times where Moss hurt his team on the field. You know, the distraction, the Randy ratio, all this stuff. Did that ever happen with Barry Sanders? Like,
no,
I just think
carried
Randy,
that team too,
Randy
as
when
far
he,
as they could go.
When he wasn't committed, could be a detractor or detract from the team. I don't think that happened with Barry Sanders. So if it's not Marino, I would agree with you. I think it's Barry Sanders.
Marino is definitely the best quarterback, right? Like, I don't even know who the next best quarterback is without one.
Good question.
There's probably a list of older guys, like for our generation.
Like Fran Tarkenton or somebody.
Yeah, like honestly, like Dan Fouts, like people would bring those guys up probably.
Right.
But like most of the all-time
recent
quarterbacks,
vintage quarterbacks,
they all kind of have one.
They all win. which is another reason why I think it's, you might think it's crazy to say the Patriots are going to win before the Dolphins, but that's the reason why. I think that illustrates it.
Yep.
What's next, Billy?
Will the Dolphins make the playoffs this year?
Wow, Jones, what do you think?
I do not think that, Keith, shockingly. What do you think?
So I do think if they, I think they're going to win on Sunday, not to give everything away for the whole show.
Come on.
That'll get them to 5-6, but I just, you know me, I like Cincinnati despite their record. Every week Cincinnati loses, and I'm like, don't rule out Cincinnati. In a head-to-head, I have Cincinnati, although right now both are out. And I also like Bo Nix. I believe. So the Broncos are hanging on to a playoff spot. You have the Bengals right there. I do not believe in the Colts. So I could see the Dolphins maybe passing the Colts, but there's too many teams in the way. So, no, I think this is going to be the first year that Mike McDaniel misses the playoffs.
Flood of texts, by the way, for Jim Kelly. Like a ton of them at 37937. Is he the next best quarterback after Marino to not win? Probably. Yeah,
yep.
That's right.
Good point.
That was an oversight on our part.
Jim Kelly's the next best one. So, those two guys get brought up. It's like the Charles Barkley, Carl Malone debate. You know, like the best guys that have never won it. Like they always get brought up. And in football, we did a big mouse Rushmore yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
That would probably be the Rushmore, right? Especially for our generation. It would be Marino, Kelly, Randy Moss, Barry Sanders.
I'd say that's right.
Yeah.
You know, unless you want like Junior Seau or somebody like that on the list, I would say that's probably right.
Billy mentioned Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez is a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Arcan's a big Tony Gonzalez guy.
That's a good one.
Prefers him to Gronk for his career.
That's insane.
I likewise think that's insane, but he would probably argue for Tony Gonzalez.
That's an insane take. You can save that for 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that comes your way at 2. You're on a Patriots Friday. Stay tuned for it. What's our last question, Billy?
Last question. How many receivers in the NFL are better than Tyreek Hill?
I'm going to say 4. What do you think of this list? Okay, and tell me if I'm missing anyone. This is what I came up with. Jamar Chase, agree or disagree?
Agree.
Justin Jefferson, agree or disagree?
Agree.
It has not been a good year for CeeDee Lamb, but CeeDee Lamb, agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. And then I would also put, I think I'm on Ra on that list.
Ooh. Yeah.
I would. But I would have Tyreek Hill, I think, 5th. Am I missing anybody else?
A.J. Brown?
I think I would take Tyreek Hill over A.J. Brown, but that's a really good one, and it's close.
I think, he very well could be 5th, because Davante Adams has obviously fallen off a little bit. I probably would have had him up there. Steph Diggs is hurt. He would have been sort of like, he's at least in the mix. Cooper Kupp.
I mean, A.J. Brown, out of those names to me, is by far the closest one. Like Nico Collins is having a phenomenal year before he got hurt. Maybe it's too early to put him up there.
I think 5th.
I like DK Metcalf a lot, but 5 is about right. Like maybe it's not Amon-Ra St. Brown, maybe it's AJ Brown instead, but let's split the difference and say he's number 5 in the league. I think that's right.
I mean, he's obviously cooled off quite a bit this year because of what's been around him. Like he is nowhere near the kind of normal pace that he's on. I think right now he's actually projected for under 1,000 yards.
Yeah, well, he's been playing hurt.
Yeah.
On top of that, which I think hurts him. But I would still believe in his talent. Twitch chat says Mike Evans. That's a pretty good name. That's another guy.
Evans is always good. He gets overlooked.
Well, Mike Evans, I don't know if it's a decade now, if it's 10 or 11 years, whatever the streak is. He's had 1,000 yards every year to start his career. That's in jeopardy because he's been hurt. That's a good name.
It is. Evans is awesome. I feel like every year it's in jeopardy, and then he gets it.
Yeah.
It's like, this might be the year. Oh, no, 1,000 yards.
He pops a hamstring every year, and that's every year. They're like, oh, this is it. He's not going to get it, and then he does.
Yeah. So we'll see if he pulls that off. I would take Tyreek Hill over Mike Evans, but that's a good name to at least bring up. Yeah. There you go. Friday 4-pack every Friday. 4-pack of questions for Patriots and Dolphins. I do my best not to spoil them. Every Friday here on Jones and Keefe.